This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Coming up this weekend, Altrusa Club of Roseburg with the Stuff the Bus event. Karen Figger is in to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So what is going on Saturday and how can people help?
Well, Saturday at Sherm's parking lot, the Altrusa Club is going to hold a Stuff the Bus event. We do this to collect children's books for all of our literacy projects. So between 10 and 4, we'll be there back next to the big yellow school bus collecting any gently used or new children's books for our projects.
Now, you guys kind of collect books throughout the year, right?
We do. We always need children's books. Our big events are in February for Celebration of Literacy, but throughout the year, we always have things like supplying the little community libraries and other events like Wildlife Safari's Dreamlight or Zubilee, or, you know, some of the libraries or the Boys and Girls Club will call and they just need, 100, 200 children's books, and they call us and we're happy to supply them for them.
You guys have been working on this for a long time, and I'm sure it takes a lot of work to kind of keep this funnel of books moving.
It does. We work generally every Wednesday at our book room, but we collect children's books and sort them, make sure that they're in good condition, and then put them together in boxes where we can take them to people. We grade them by grade level or reading level if that's necessary. And if people are looking for board books or for chapter books, we can supply them.
And what kind of age range are you talking about when you say children's books?
Well, children's books is anything from a baby, because we supply board books. We love to have parents and grandparents and friends read to little ones because that gets them interested in reading. And all the way up through middle school and high school where young adults are reading books. So it can be any grade level.
And you looking at newer, gently used books, do you ever get books that maybe are in great shape but are really ancient?
We do. And there's actually a method of selling those, and we can get more funds for purchasing new books, because we do sometimes order from Scholastic and order any other organizations, businesses, where if we're really in need for a large quantity in a certain area, we do purchase books as well.
And you mentioned that some different organizations sometimes essentially know that they can request books from you. How does that work?
Well, if they just call or let us know on our Altrusa website that they need books for an event or for some activity, we're happy to supply them if they just let us know what they need.
And, this goes on all year long. You guys don't really stop.
We don't really stop. We always have a need for them. Our little community libraries are very busy during the summer. These are placed at some of the Roseburg parks and in Roseburg and Sutherland. And children will come by and they'll pick up a book and take it home, and we think that's wonderful. So we just keep supplying those. During the summer, we'll give out over 1,000 books just through our little libraries programs.
Wow. And you said those are in city parks?
Yes, they are. Roseburg has 5 city parks. I don't know, can't off the top of my head. I know there's Brown Park and Fir Grove, and there's one over by Deer Creek. And so if they look for those, there are the little boxes on stands that have a little window in them, and you just take a children's book if you'd like.
Well, obviously during the summertime, it's an opportunity for parents, maybe grandparents too, to kind of get kids reading for fun when they don't have to do it for school.
That's exactly right. And we think that reading is very important. Reading is the basis of all learning. And if we keep kids interested in reading and improving their reading, or at least continuing with reading during the summer, we think that's wonderful.
So again, this is a one-day event on Saturday, just Saturday,
one
right?
One-day event on Saturday. And we know that there are probably some families and people who have children's books on their shelves that they're no longer using because the children perhaps have outgrown that reading level and no longer interested in those books. We'd love to have them to just repurpose them for some of our projects.
Well, and if you've got books that are literally just sitting on the shelf, that isn't really the point of having the book.
No, a book isn't really good unless it's in someone's hands being read.
All right. And if people want to find out more about Altrusa and what you do, how do they get connected?
Well, we have a website, altrusa.org, or our Facebook page is Altrusa of Roseburg. So they can get a hold of us that way, or they can call me. My phone number is 541-670-8087, and I'm the contact person for getting books to the people.
All right, Karen Fager from Altruista, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.